Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our guy Dave Johnson, you know, Voice of the Wizards, joins us here on the Beltway Blitz. Dave, how good has Denny Avdija been here?
Oh, he's just been terrific all season. The most consistent player for the Wizards. Chris Wright, who does our post-game for Georgetown Star, said it best that by giving him a four-year contract extension before the season, it was just clearing his mind. He didn't have anything to worry about. Just go play ball. Go show us what you can do. And you know what? You know what? He is showing what he can do. He can, as Chris mentions, his ability to play make in transition. We've always talked about his high basketball IQ. From his rookie season, he showed he could defend four positions. And what's exciting is I don't think we've hit the ceiling yet. And his progression has just been month to month, game to game, whatever cliche you want to use. And it's exciting because, part of this process, you have to hit on your draft picks, not only going forward, but you also want ones you've already selected to succeed, thrive, and develop.
Dave, speaking of guys who are progressing, Jordan Poole, since he got benched, feels like he's been a different player. Had 24 points as they hung with the Wolves, had a fourth quarter lead going back a few nights ago. What's changed in his game since he was clearly upset about going to the bench?
Well, let me be clear. When you're upset, he was not like pouting or obviously it showed his production. He wanted to be a starter. Everyone wants to be a starter in this league. But the point you can't just play with players on paper. It's got to be how do they fit on the court. And obviously it wasn't fitting. We needed Tyus Jones. Tyus Jones has proven he is an elite NBA point guard. No, that's not too strong a statement. An elite NBA point guard. But then Jordan Poole likes to have the ball in his hands, and that helps his game. There's only one basketball out there, and it proved to be effective with him coming off the bench, Tyus starting. Now it's not an issue because Tyus is finished the season with a back injury, and the important thing is, and this is why they made the move at midseason, where they were going to make some adjustments, make some lineup changes. It wasn't about let's see if we can get the 40 wins. It was about let's make sure we're putting players in the best position to have success, to feel good about themselves, so they can go into the offseason saying, yeah, I've got something to build on. Because Jordan Poole, you didn't have to tell him, he's a smart guy. You sit down and talk with him. He knew he was having a tough year, to put it mildly, to start with. And what is probably not told, and it was something that was mentioned on our pregame, as Brian Keith, the coach, said, he's one of the hardest working players he's ever been around. So, I think when sometimes a player is not having success like Jordan Poole was not having, you know, might be the perception that, well, he's not really giving his all, or he's not, you know, really putting the work in. That was not the case with Jordan Poole. It just wasn't happening. Now he's in a better place, a chance to succeed, and he's having success. And so, you know, this is where we are with two games left. You want the Jordan Pooles to go into the offseason and say, all right, I've got something to build on here. Denny Avdia, it's about finishing strong. And then there's a collection of players that are getting opportunities to say, yeah, I'm Patrick Baldwin, and I'm 6'11", and I can shoot the three, and I can defend, and I'm getting an opportunity here. So, you know, that's what this team is all about. That's what this team, you know, why they stunned Minnesota the other night. In Minnesota was 44 points in the first quarter. I really think Minnesota thought, you know, they're going to be able to come out and just kind of play, and that'll be it. This Wizards team, no matter what the circumstance, you know, they fight. It's a group of Tasmanian devils out there, if anybody remembers that cartoon, and they're going to play until the final buzzer.
Dave, thank you as always, bud. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it so much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.